The BBC presents Life with the Lions.
Once again, we'd like you to meet the Lion family.
I'm Richard Lyon.
I'm Barbara Lyon.
I'm Ben Lyon.
And I'm Addie Freeze Lyon.
And here they are in Let the Kids Do It. I'm in my bedroom packing, Aggie.
I brought you out your box of clean laundry.
Oh, good.
Here, I'll unpack the box for you. Mr. Lyon, I never knew you wore a red flannel binder.
I don't. And they've shrunk it. Here, give me that laundry box. I'll unpack it myself.
Aye, all right. I'll away and get the breakfast ready.
Oh, no breakfast for me, Aggie. I've got to leave for the airport in 5 minutes.
Oh, Ben, here's your hot water bottle, dear, and your bed socks and your electric pajamas.
Oh, thanks, dear.
I see the laundry's back.
Yes, and I'm not very pleased with it. Isn't there a hand laundry in this district?
Oh, don't be silly, dear. People wash their own hands.
Oh, Daddy, I brought you a wonderful magazine to read on the plane.
Oh, good girl. Oh, wait a minute, just a minute. This is a woman's magazine. I'd never read this.
But there might be something in it to interest you.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I'd never read these soppy stories. Or this page on beauty hints. Look, to remove that double chin, all you got to do is take this. Well, I may take it with me, just to please you.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Pop, what ties are you taking?
My gray one, my navy blue one, and the one you're wearing.
Oh, come now. You don't really want to take this old brown pinhead, do you?
No, you can stay home. Just give me the tie.
Okay.
Do you want to pack these striped trousers?
No, I can't wear those anymore. They're tighter than my skin.
Oh, honey, how can your trousers be tighter than your skin?
I can sit down in my skin.
Oh, Daddy, out of all the men in the studio, why did Mr. Fox choose you to go to Holland?
Well, I think that's quite obvious. Not only am I the most capable and experienced of our senior executives, but...
You're the only one who pays us fair.
That's besides the point. I want to be at the first showing of Real Vision and 4D.
What's that?
Two new film processes the Dutch have perfected. I want to be able to tell our company president which one to buy.
Oh, I wish I were going with you. Mother, isn't it wonderful to be living in times like these? New film processes, jet planes, television. I can't think of a better age. Can you?
Yes, 32.
Darling, is there anything you'd like me to bring you back from Holland?
Oh, I would love one of those great big round cheeses.
I won't have to bother.
Oh, Ben, I'm so thrilled for you. Phoebe tells me your company's sending you on a trip.
Daddy's going to Holland.
Antwerp?
No, Richard's staying here.
Thanks. I was in Holland once. Oh, I shall never forget it.
I'll bet the Dutch won't either.
My mother took me there for my 21st birthday.
Oh, how romantic. Did you go by plane or boat?
Neither. Those days the continent was still joined to England.
Oh! Pay no attention to him, Florrie. Tell us, did you fall in love with anyone there?
Oh, yes. I met a charming young man there. He said to me, Florrie, you're the prettiest girl in the world, as sure as I'm a Dutchman.
How thrilling. What was his name?
Paddy O'Reilly.
Mr. Lyon, the taxi's here, and I've asked the driver to come up and carry your suitcase down.
Well, thank you, Aggie, but I can pick this case up quite easily by myself. Where's the driver?
Come in, Governor. Is that old piece of baggage traveling in the back with you?
No, she lives next door.
How dare you?
Oh, just pulling your leg, Florrie.
Darling, I'm going to miss you terribly.
Oh, I'll only be gone a couple of days, honey. I've got to be back to meet our new president, Colonel Price. Richard, open the door for the driver.
Here's your hat.
Oh, thanks, son. Now, remember to keep an eye on everything for me while I'm gone.
Oh, I will.
Take care of the girls, too. Don't forget, while I'm away, you'll be the man of this house.
Doesn't the man of the house usually handle the money?
Oh. Yeah, of course. Well, here, take these notes. They should last you until I get back.
Oh, don't worry. I'll take care of everything.
Fine. Well, goodbye, sweetheart. Are you going to miss me?
Oh, you know I am. I'll be here, but my heart will be with you in Holland.
Honey, pull yourself together.
Goodbye, darling.
Bye, family.
Goodbye, Daddy. He's gone. Well, I better go upstairs and wash my hair.
Just a minute, young lady. I want you to help your mother set the table.
Today's your turn to set the table.
My girl, in your father's absence, I have far more important things to attend to. Run along now and assist your mother with the household chores.
Mother! Mother, tell him to mind his own business.
Richard, stop bossing your sister around.
But, Ma, I want Barbara to help you, so you won't get tired and spoil that pretty young face of yours.
Well, come on, Barbara, you heard your brother. Barbara, now sit down and eat your breakfast before it's ruined.
Well, well, good morning, my little family. You can start eating now. I'm here.
Well, of all the nerves.
Richard, you're late for breakfast, but I'm sure there's a very good excuse.
All right, let's hear it.
Don't you dare talk to Mother like that, you little pipsqueak.
Pipsqueak? Oh, this child picks up some very quaint expressions.
Just who do you think you are?
The head of the house. And in future, I'd be obliged if you'd refrain from so much juvenility.
Richard, may I say something?
Of course. Go ahead, Beebe.
Beebe! Beebe!
Stop talking to yourself, dear.
Look, Richard, although your father left you in charge, I don't think you have any right to call me Beebe. After all, I'm old enough to be your mother.
Well, you are my mother.
Well, you see, that's even a better reason.
Mother, are you going to put up with all this?
Quiet, girl. I've got something to say to you. You were out with Harold last night, and you didn't get home until 11 o'clock. Don't let it happen again.
Richard, I'll go out anytime I please, and I'll get home anytime I please, and it's none of your business.
Did you hear that, Beebe? I don't know what the modern...
You don't have to worry about us, dear.
And from now on, you little pipsqueak, I'll thank you to mind your own business.
That does it. Your next week's allowance is stopped.
What?
That'll teach you. While I'm in charge, you will do as I tell you.
Oh, Mother, are you going to let him treat me like this? Pretty soon he'll be telling me what to eat and what to wear. My life will be ruined. I'll die. I'll just die.
Not unless I give you permission, son. Well, thank you, Aggie.
Master Richard, you're in Mr. Lyon's chair.
I know.
But it's not right. You're sitting on your father's seat.
Oh, come now, my good woman. That's a physical impossibility.
Wait till your father hears about this.
Well, he already knows. While he's away, I'm in charge of everything. So if you want to buy any food, just come to me.
A fine thing after the paying for the money in a wee boy. I don't know what this family's coming to.
She's very annoyed with you.
Well, she must learn who's boss. Well, I'll get it. While I'm gone, you may go ahead with your breakfast, girls. Hey, and remember, that big pancake is mine.
Well, what do you say to that?
I could be arrested for just what I'm thinking.
Hello?
I'm personal call for Mr. Lyon.
Mr. Lyon speaking.
I have a call for you from New York. Overnight, please. You're through, Colonel Price.
Jumping catfish. Pop's boss.
Hello, Mr. Lyon. We haven't met yet. I'm Colonel Price, the new president of your company.
Oh, yes, my, yes, sir.
As you know, there are two Dutch processes, Real Vision and 4D.
Yes, sir.
Well, we've just had some amazing news on Real Vision. It's miles ahead of 4D, and we want you to buy the Dutch company in our name.
Okay, Colonel. Sir, Real Vision, not 4D.
Right, there's no time to lose. Telephone Holland immediately and close the deal.
Yes, sir.
See you when I get to London, Lyon. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Chief.
Much more I'm going to be able to take.
Now what?
Richard said I was too young to make up, and he's hidden all my lipstick.
That's funny. He hasn't hidden mine.
I've never seen anyone so bossy. What's the matter with him?
Oh, he's just trying to act like his father. So naturally, he's making a fool of himself.
Well, I've had enough. I'm going to take the car and go over and see Pam.
And who said you could borrow the car?
Well, I did. Now, give me the key.
No.
Richard.
I said no. Is that clear? K-N-O-E. No.
Mother.
Richard, give your sister the key.
I'm sorry, Beavy, but if I didn't put my foot down once in a while, this family would go to pot. Well, that'll be the call I put in for Ben.
I'll get it. Hello?
Hello. I have Continental trunks for you.
Well, thank you. Just send them over.
No. Mr. Lyon is calling you from Holland. Here's your party.
Hello?
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 There's an awful echo on this line.
Phoebe, it's me.
Oh, Ben, how are you, darling? Did you have a nice trip?
Yes, just fine.
Well, let me talk to him. I have something very important to tell him.
All right, dear, go ahead.
Hello, Pop.
Oh, hello, son.
The new president of your company called up from New York.
Colonel Price?
Yes, and he wants you to buy out that new Dutch film process.
Which one, 4D or Real Vision?
Oh, I wrote it down somewhere. I'll go and look for it.
All right, well, let me talk to Barbara.
Okay. Here, Barbara.
Thank you, my lord and master. Hello, Daddy.
Oh, hello, honey. How's my girl?
Well, not very happy. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can hear every word.
Well, Richard won't give me any money. Will you send me some?
The line's gone dead.
Operator speaking. I heard the young lady perfectly.
Then you send her the money.
Oh, Daddy.
Put Richard back on, honey.
All right. Oh, Richard. When are you coming back, Daddy?
Midnight tonight.
Midnight? Oh, good. Here, Richard.
Hello, Pop.
Well, did you find that piece of paper?
Oh, you better buy right away. Colonel Price said it was important.
Yes, but which process?
4D.
Are you asking me or telling me?
I'm telling you, I hope.
Well, that's funny. From the results I've seen, Real Vision seems far the best. Oh, well, I guess the company know what they're doing.
Your time is up.
Oh, don't go yet, Pop. I could go on talking for hours.
Well, I'm speaking from a call box, and I'm all out of change.
If you wish to continue this conversation, you can pay for it at your end, young man.
Goodbye, Pop.
Richard, are you sure you gave your father the right name? I thought you said Real Vision.
Well, there's no need for you to worry.
No?
No, there's no need for both of us to worry.
Now, let me see that piece of paper you wrote it on.
Well, I
You've lost it.
I've just misplaced it, but I remember what was written on it. I've got a photographic brain.
Yes, but it's undeveloped. And if you have made a mistake, I wouldn't like to be in your shoes when Daddy gets home.
Well, I haven't made any mistake.
This telegram just came from Mr. Lyon.
Oh, that's me. Thank you, Aggie.
You should give that telegram to your mother.
Aggie, it's addressed to Mr. Lyon. And while Pop's away, I'm the... Oh, no!
What's wrong?
It's from Colonel Price. He's in Shannon. Gee, gosh, suffering succotash.
Give me that telegram. Arriving London tonight. Calling to see you before catching plane to Paris. Colonel Price.
If he finds out he was talking to me, Pop might get fired.
Well, this is a fine time to think of it.
Aye, what are you going to do now, mastermind?
I wonder if Mr. Wimple would do it.
Do what?
Pretend he's Pop, just for this evening.
Say, that's a wonderful idea. After all, Colonel Price has never met your father.
I'll go right over and ask him. Ma, here's Mr. Wimple. He says he'll be glad to impersonate Pop.
Yes, Richard explained everything. And I'll be happy to help out.
Oh, that's terribly nice of you.
No, think nothing of it, Mrs. L. I mean, Phoebe, I must remember to call you all by your right name.
Yeah, and we better start treating you like Pop.
Oh, that's a fine way to repay Mr. Wimple after all he's doing for us.
Gee, that'll be Colonel Price now.
What am I supposed to say to this bloke, anyway?
Oh, just general things about movies. And if he asks you anything you can answer, just offer him a cigar.
Offer him a cigar?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Way, Colonel Price.
Now, Mr. Wimple, be sure you don't get the names mixed up.
No, I won't.
Mrs. Lyon is in here.
Oh, thank you. Well, good evening, Mrs. Lyon. I'm delighted to meet you.
Oh, and I'm delighted to meet you too, Colonel Wimple. Allow me to introduce my Price, Mr. Husband.
What?
I'm her husband.
Oh, you're Lyon.
You mean you found out already?
Colonel Bill, you haven't met the children yet. This is Barbara and this is Richard.
Well, glad to know you.
Oh, good evening, children. How nice it is to see a happy, united family. Uh-huh. If there's one thing I won't permit in my organization, it's people who don't take their marriage vows seriously. I'm a bit old-fashioned in my way.
Let me take your coat, sir.
Thank you. What a polite young man.
Oh, yes. I've known him since he was 5 years old.
Say, you didn't see your son until he was 5 years old?
Yeah, well, I was working overtime.
Oh, very funny. Tell me, is the Dutch deal all set?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes.
Oh, splendid. I knew I could depend on you. Tell me, does our new process use the old push-hold system?
Have a cigar, Colonel.
Thank you.
It's too bad you're staying such a short time. We'd love to have you stay overnight. Wouldn't we, Ben? I said, wouldn't we, Ben?
Oh, yes. Yes, all of Mrs. L. I mean, Phoebe.
It's very kind of you, but I must catch the 10 o'clock plane. You won't let me miss it, will you?
We certainly won't.
We shall need a big box office star to launch this new process. Who do you suggest, Lion?
Well, some people like Claire and Beau, but give me Rudolph Valentino every time.
Now, tell me, Lion.
I've got a telephone. I've got a telephone call. Oh, see, there it is. Hello?
Oh, hello, honey. My plane just landed.
Well, hello, darling. Hello.
What are you whispering for? Is anybody there?
Only my husband.
What?
I mean, no one. No one at all. I thought you were coming in at midnight.
Well, I took an earlier plane on account of the weather. I'm starving. Tell Aggie I'll be home in half an hour.
You better eat out.
Why? Haven't we got anything in the house?
More than you know.
Good. I'll hop in a taxi and be right there. Goodbye, honey.
Wait, darling. Sweetheart. Precious. Oh, he hung up.
Who was it?
Wrong number.
Surely you wouldn't talk to a perfect stranger like that. Who was it?
Well, as a matter of fact, it was my cousin Elmer.
Oh, but cousin Elmer's been dead 6 years.
Oh, well, it took him a long time to get through.
Mrs. Lyon.
Excuse me. There's a draft in here. I must open the windows.
Mrs. Lyon, please, let's settle down.
Colonel Price, I'm a married woman.
Well, now that your wife has settled down, I'd like to hear about that process, Lyon.
Have a cigar,
have
Colonel.
A cigar.
Oh, his lap's full.
Well, he needs some more sandwiches, Mrs. Lyon.
No, Aggie. My husband will be home in a few minutes. We've got to get rid of the Colonel.
I'll get a taxi for you right away, Colonel Price.
But my plane isn't leaving for an hour.
Yeah, what's the rush?
Well, it's like this, Master Richard. Should old acquaintance be forgotten, never brought to mind, the master's on his way back home. He'll be here by 9:30.
Blimey. Good night, Colonel.
But I haven't finished my cigar yet.
Well, I'll smoke the other end.
Mother, have you heard the news? All planes are grounded due to bad weather.
Oh, well, Lion, looks as if I'll be accepting your kind invitation to spend the night here after all.
What?
Yes, if you'll excuse me, I'll go upstairs and unpack my pajamas. Lucky I brought my overnight case with me.
Now what will we do?
Yes, what'll happen if Daddy comes home before the Colonel goes to bed?
I'm going to send Richard outside to wait for him and explain the whole thing.
Oh, gee, Ma. No, not me.
Yes, you. This whole thing is your fault.
I met Pop coming up the path.
Good. Did you explain everything to him?
Yes, he did. And I've never heard of anything so idiotic in my whole life.
Oh, but Pop...
You're a stupid, lame-brained nincompoop. Just who do you think you are?
You just told me. A stupid, lame-brained nincompoop.
You can say that again.
Well, why? We both said it once.
Now, not so loud. Colonel Price will hear you.
Oh, yes. I forgot he was here. Where can I hide?
You don't have to. He's gone to bed. Richard, go tell Mr. Wemple your father's back.
Okay. I'll be back in a minute, Pop. I'm going to tell Pop you're here.
This is a fine state of affairs. What am I going to do now that Colonel Price thinks Wimple is your husband?
Well, stop working yourself up here. Forget about it and relax.
Relax?
Yes, you haven't even given me a kiss.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. You come here and I'll give you the biggest kiss you've ever had.
Mm-hmm. Good gracious.
Now I'll give you a big kiss, darling.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Lyon!
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Hello, Colonel Price.
I'm shocked to find you in the arms of a stranger. Who is this man?
The grocer.
The grocer?
Yes, he was just delivering some vegetables.
But he kissed you.
Well, that's just to prove he knows his onions.
Now, if you'll just excuse me.
Now, come back here. I want you to explain why, if you're a grocer, you were giving this lady a kiss.
But I meant no harm, sir. This lady gave me a little kiss, so I gave her some little vegetables.
What about her husband?
I'll be glad to give him some big vegetables. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Oh, stop excusing yourself. I know a shameless flirtation when I see one.
Oh, no, no, no. This is an old vegetable of the family. I mean, he's an old friend of the family. It's Mr. Wimple.
Why didn't you say so before? Not that it excuses your conduct.
Ma, I just told Mr. Wimple Papa's here, and that you... Oh, hello, Colonel Price.
Hello. Blimey.
Come in, Ben. Mr. Wimple's here. You know your friend, Mr. Wimple.
What? Mm. Oh, yes. Hello, Wimple.
Oh, hello, Mr. L.
Lion, come over here for a moment.
Okie doke. What do you want?
You really know this man well.
Not half. He's a very dear friend of mine. I'd lend him anything.
Don't be a fool, man. He's borrowed too much already.
What do you mean?
I mean there's some very peculiar things going on in your house.
Oh, well, then I must get home.
Mother, don't you think everybody would like a nice cup of coffee?
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. I'll ask your father to make us one. Will you make a pot of coffee, darling?
Yes, honey.
No, not you, dear. You, dear.
No coffee for me, thanks. It's getting late. Let's all go to bed.
Wouldn't it be a little crowded?
Naturally. I meant to our respective rooms. I to mine, Wimple to his, and you and your husband to yours. Well?
I'm not tired.
Oh, come now. It's gone midnight. I really think bed is the best place for all of us, don't you?
Under the present circumstances, no.
I agree.
Well, me too.
But why is everyone so reluctant to retire?
Well, personally, I'm too young to retire.
Why don't you go to bed, Colonel?
Oh, yes. We want to stay up and watch television.
Well, you can all do as you wish. I'm going to get some sleep.
Oh, goodness. Thank goodness. We'll give him time to settle down. Then Mr. Wimple can go home and we can all go to bed.
I won't sleep a wink.
Oh, gosh, Pop. I'm sorry I made that mistake.
I was the one that made a mistake when I left you in charge. I'm a stupid, lame brain nincompoop.
Gee, that's bad. I know, because I used to be one.
Where's Richard, Mrs. L?
I've listened outside Colonel Price's door, and I can't hear a sound.
Well, if we're going to stay up, we'd better make some sandwiches. Come on, kids, and help me.
Okay, Ma.
Now, who could that be at this hour of the night? Come in. Mrs. Wimple.
Oh, blimey.
Where's that scoundrel of a husband of mine?
Wimple, come out from under that table.
Traitor.
So there you are. What do you mean by staying out until this hour?
Mrs. Wimple, please. He's been helping me out of a very awkward situation.
By doing what?
By pretending to be my wife's husband.
Are you sure?
Positive, my little snapdragon. Now come here, and I'll give you a very big kiss.
I couldn't sleep, and so...
Here's your kiss, darling.
Lion!
Colonel Price!
Well?
Oh, I can explain, Colonel. This lady and gentleman were matching chins.
Silence! So you snatched precarious pleasure from kissing another woman.
You think I'd kiss this woman for pleasure?
Yes.
Well, how long has your eyesight been failing?
What's all this talk about another woman?
You'll see. Mrs. Lyon!
Is someone calling me?
Yes, I'm going to find out what's going on around here. Mr. Lyon, who is that woman you were kissing?
I don't know. She's a perfect stranger to me.
What? I'm your wife.
A likely story.
She's no stranger to you. Come on now. Own up.
Well, all right. But she's no more than a friend.
How can you talk to me like that? Me, the mother of your 16 children.
You make friends quickly, don't you?
You've gone too far, Wimple.
Wimple? But that's Lion.
Now you've shown it, Mr. L.
Let's get this straight once and for all. Which of you is Lion?
Me.
Well, I want an explanation. I want it fast.
I'll tell him, dear. Mr. Wimple was posing as my husband because my husband was in Holland buying up that silly old 4D film process for you.
4D? That's the last straw. I distinctly said real vision.
But I thought...
Well, you thought wrong. You're fired.
Ben.
Now I'm getting out of this madhouse. Goodbye.
Baby. I've lost my job.
Yes, and all because of a stupid little mistake.
You're right. I'm going in the next room and deal with him right now.
Richard, I'll send you a postcard from Hong Kong.
Come here, my dear little son. There's a little dust on the seat of your trousers.
Oh, my poor baby.
Oh, where's Richard? I've never known him to miss breakfast before.
He's been out in the garden since early morning. He's terribly upset, Ben.
He's upset?
Pop, I'm sorry about everything. I really am terribly sorry.
It's too late now. I've lost my job. The damage is done.
Well, can't we sit down and talk about it?
There's nothing to talk about. Eat your breakfast.
Well, I don't want any. Want me to do anything for you, Pop?
No, you've done plenty already.
Can I run any errands for you, Ma?
No, dear.
I bought some chocolates for Claire yesterday. Would you like them, Barbara?
No, thank you.
Gee, I wish everyone wasn't so mad at me.
Ben, you think you could have been so hard on him. He's really sorry and he's so unhappy.
So am I.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, Colonel Price is here and he's grinning all over his face.
Hello.
Colonel Price.
My word, Lyon, but you're a sly rogue, eh? Oh, a smart dog if ever there was one.
Is that a compliment?
It certainly is. He knew all the time that 4D was a better process than real vision.
What?
That's right, young lady. They've just made a new development, the circular screen. And this morning, the stock is up a mile. Of course, you knew all this was bound to happen, didn't you, Lyon?
Well, of course I did. It just was a matter of figuring things, you know.
Well, I'm sorry about that little unpleasantness last night. But maybe this bonus, this check, will help you forget about it. And I shall put in a strong recommendation for your promotion.
Oh, thank you. I shall find the money very useful.
Well, I must dash off and catch my plane now. Hope to see you in New York sometime, Lyon. Goodbye, all.
Goodbye. Goodbye, sir.
Ben, where are you going?
To call Richard.
Well, don't scold him anymore, please.
I'm not going to scold him. Oh, Richard, my boy.
Yes, Pop? Did you want me?
I certainly do. Come on over here to your dear old dad, will you, son?
Okay. Why, Pop, you kissed me.
That was Life with the Lion, with B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their children, Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Horace Percival, Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Hugh Morton, and Gwen Lewis. The script was by B.B. Daniels, Bob Locke, and Ronnie Hambury. The BBC Variety Orchestra was conducted by Paul Fennelly. Production by Tom Ronald.